A 48-inch cast iron water pipe broke and flooded the intersection of Frankfort and Tarsdale at about 9 this morning. Water Commissioner Howard Newkrug says a break in such a water main line is an uncommon occurrence. The pipe was more than 100 years old.
We were going to look into it and see whether age is a factor. Typically, we're finding with the 48-inch cast iron pipe that even 100-year-old pipe is in very excellent condition. But that being said, we're going to investigate and see what the cause of this was.
John DiGiulio, the Philadelphia Water Department, says water pressure had to be relieved to find the rupture that caused the flooding. That spread the impact of the break beyond the immediate vicinity.
We're working a mile, 2 miles away to reduce the flow to this intersection so that we could eventually keep getting closer and reduce that. That way the water will secede and we'll be able to identify exactly where this is broken.
The pressure was cut for about 2 hours as crews found the break in the pipe, which was one of three main pipes that run through the area. Deputy Mayor Everett Gillison says the city's in the middle of a program to replace water mains that are as old as the one that broke today.
We're replacing these mains that have been in existence. This particular main has been in existence and working since 1907. But we're out there, we're replacing it, and we'll do fine.
The main break gave plenty of city students an early dismissal. WHYY's Kevin McCoury has that part of the story.
After communicating with principals at schools with no water or reduced service, the Philadelphia School District canceled classes around 11:30 for 44 schools in Northeast Philadelphia and elsewhere. Up to that point, teachers at affected schools had to adjust to life without H2O. Amy Rowe teaches at Feltonville School of Arts and Sciences.
Kids can't go to the bathroom. They can't wash their hands. And we have a few children that really need to drink water because they're medically fragile. And now they don't have water.
District spokesman Fernando Gallard said it was unusual for such a large number of schools to be affected by a water main break.
We've never had this number of schools affected.
The district provided transportation to students that usually rely on it and sent early closing notices to parents via email and phone. Some students had to remain in schools under the watch of administrators until their parents arrived. Today was the last day of classes before district students begin winter break. For WHYY News, I'm Kevin McCoury.